yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone-in number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be talking about hormones. We're going to be talking about testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and growth hormone primarily. Just wanted to remind you that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is at the printers. It should be ready within the next couple of weeks. If you want to find some more information about how to get the book, you can go to the book website, which is www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. And if you order through that website, you'll get an autographed copy of the book. Otherwise, you can get the book from Barnes & Noble. You can also get it from, the other online things. All right? You can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, feel29.com. This year, there'll be over 750 people who will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. An astounding 100,000 people will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. This year, 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, this year alone. You know, in 1950, there were 1 million diabetics in the entire United States, period. Last year, there were over 350 million visits to physicians by patients. There was an additional 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. So you see, people are seeking out help from people other than physicians because physicians put band-aids on people. They don't try to find the cause of the problem, the root cause of the problem. And unlike alternate medical professionals who do try to find the cause of the problem and take care of the problem. Now, today we're talking about testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and growth hormone. And I just want to let you know that, number one, testosterone, despite what everyone thinks, is important for both men and women. That's correct, men and women. You know, we used to have more men than women getting testosterone, and now we have more women getting testosterone than men. And that's because women get tremendous benefits from testosterone just as well as men do. Now, I want you to understand something. The organ in the body that testosterone affects the most is the heart. That's correct. Testosterone affects the heart more than any other organ in your body. Now, the heart is the largest muscle in your body, and because it's the largest muscle in the body, it has more receptors for testosterone than any other organ. Now, when we talk about these hormones, we are talking about natural hormones. We are talking about bioidentical hormones. We are talking about hormones which, when they enter into the body does not know whether they made it or it came from somewhere else, because it is identical to what the body makes. And most of these come from yams, which is natural. All right. So we're talking about natural hormones. We're not talking about synthetic hormones. The difference between natural and synthetic is synthetic hormones. When it enters into your body, the body says, what on earth is this? I've never seen it before. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's good for me or bad for me. Do I sick my immune system after it? Should I try to destroy it? Your body has no clue what it is. That is synthetic. Natural looks exactly like what the body makes. Now, why the two? Well, synthetic is what your drug companies tries to sell you, i.e. that's what your physicians who write prescriptions for you, that the insurance company pay for, sells you synthetic drugs. And the reason why they do that is because synthetic drugs are patented by these companies. You see, natural stuff cannot be patented. That's correct. Synthetic drugs, though, those are drugs which, up until they came out of the laboratory, never existed in nature. What the drug company did was they took a natural drug and they took it to the lab and they tried to change it as minimally as possible, but they need to change it nonetheless to create a new compound that now can have a new name that can be patented and can be called their own. As a matter of fact, 80% of the drugs out there, the synthetic drugs, are based on a natural remedy. So why not give you the natural remedy? Because they cannot patent them. And drug company wants to make money, so when they patent something, that drug company owns that drug, and they can sell it for whatever they want for up to 20 years. That's correct. And so what the drug companies does is the drug companies and the insurance companies, they get together, and the drug company tells the insurance company, you know, if you pay for our synthetic drugs, we are going to give you a discount on it. But there's only one caveat to that. You cannot pay for natural stuff. You can only pay for our synthetic drugs. And so the drug company gets the insurance company pay for the synthetic drugs, but they do not pay for the natural drugs. So if your insurance company covers it, most likely it is synthetic. Correct. Now, getting back to testosterone. So your heart has the most receptors for testosterone than any other organ in your body. Now, when you're 20 years old, I always say your heart is like a Maserati. That's correct. It is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen when you're 20. When you're 60, your heart's like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. Because when you're 20, testosterone makes your heart muscle strong and healthy. And because your heart muscle is so strong and healthy, your heart doesn't have to beat a lot. It's very efficient. Boom, boom. And the blood flow goes boom, boom, boom. And because your heart muscle is so strong, testosterone, one, protects you from heart disease. Number two, it strengthens your heart muscle. Number three, it lowers your blood pressure. That's what testosterone does on your heart for men and women. All right. The second organ that testosterone affects the most, and before we go on that, I just want you to understand something. 20-year-olds do not get heart attacks, but 60-year-olds do, because your heart muscle is much weaker in 60-year-olds because you have less testosterone in your body, men and women. Now, the second organ that testosterone affects the most, it is your brain. That's right. In your brain, testosterone, one, sharpens your memory, so you remember things a lot quicker. Number two, it sharpens your cognitive function so you can think quickly, like the way you used to when you're 20. Your mind's all over the place and you're making decisions left and right. You don't know how you do it? Well, that's what testosterone does for you. Sharpens your memory, sharpens your cognitive function. Number three, it lowers your stress level. And by lowering your stress level, it also helps you sleep better at night. But significantly, and you're going to see this in the next 5 years, you're going to find more and more companies trying to optimize people's bodies with hormones. Because guess what? When your mind is sharp and your memory is better and your stress level is less and you're sleeping well at night, guess what you do at work? Your job performance improves. You're quick at work and you get things done really quickly and you're smiling and you're happy. And they say, I don't know what happened to that woman. She used to be such a sour person. Now she's happy all the time. She's smiling. She's in good mood and she gets her work done. But not only that. Because your testosterone also affects your libido and your sex drive and energy, you are taking care of business at home. So when you're at work and you get that phone calls from the missus, they're usually pleasant calls. They're calls that are sweet. They're not the, rah, 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 you know, the mean calls. They're very pleasant, happy phone calls you get from your spouse. And when you say to her, you know, honey, I'm going to go out with the boys this evening. She says, no problem. Enjoy yourself. Just wake me up when you get home. You know, those are the kind of conversation you get. So you're very happy and you're pleasant at work. Testosterone also on the brain helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. That is correct. Testosterone helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. So that's what testosterone does for the brain and for the heart. Now, you don't hear that from too many people, but I guess if you truly want to do your research and Google it, you're going to see everything that I said is right there. Don't take my word for it. Google it. All right? Next. You know, when you're 20 years old and you fall, guess what you do? You jump up. When you're 60 and you fall, you break a hip. Well, because testosterone, one, strengthens your bone. Two, strengthens your muscles. So if testosterone strengthens your muscles and your bones, guess what? When you fall, you jump up. You don't break anything. So for those of you that are 60 and 65, when you don't take your testosterone, guess what? Your bones get weaker, your muscles get weaker, and you break things. Now, testosterone, you know that 3 o'clock when you need that energy drink, that caffeine, that pick-me-up? Well, when you optimize your testosterone, you don't need to pick-me-up because you are energized during the afternoon hours and you feel great. Now, we already discussed that testosterone help make you increase your muscles, but it also decreases your belly fat. So your body looks better and feels better. And last but not least, and I call it a side effect of testosterone, is that your libido is improved and your sex drive is improved and you feel great and you want to do it and you want to feel good. And so you have a better relationship with your spouse because of testosterone. So, you know, that's the reason why more people, we have more females in our practice than we do have men. You know, we used to have more men, but men don't share. They keep it to themselves. Look at me, baby. This is all me. There's no testosterone there. This is my natural stuff. But the women, once they get the testosterone in the system and they start feeling good, they share with all their friends. And so now we used to have 70% men, 30% women on testosterone. Now we have 60% women and 40% men on testosterone. That's what happens. Now, I got to tell you this much. When we optimize couples, the man is always running from the women. Because the woman can handle a lot more than the men, and so her drive is a lot better than his drive. And so things work a little bit better for the woman. All right? So that's about testosterone for men and women. Before we go on to estrogen, I just want to remind you that you're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, the Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free show. On KTSA 550 radio. And just want to remind you that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, will be out before the end of this month. If you'd like an autographed copy of the book, you just need to go to the book website, which is growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. And if you'd like some more information about the things that we offer, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel29.com. All right. Continue on with our hormones. We're going to talk about estrogen. Now, and we're going to talk about estrogen and progesterone together because in your body, estrogen and progesterone work together as a symphony. Now, there's two reasons why women have estrogen and progesterone. All right. Reason number one is to prepare her to have a baby. So when you're a baby, you start with small amount of estrogen and progesterone and your levels increase progressively until about 35. Then your levels of estrogen and progesterone starts decreasing. So the reason number one to have estrogen and progesterone in your body is to prepare you to have a baby. All right. Reason number two is to make you attractive to attract a mate so that you can have a baby. Those are the two reasons why you have estrogen and progesterone. But nature is very fickle. And in nature, an animal, when it has a deformed offspring or a congenital abnormality in a baby, the baby dies. Well, nature says that after 35, nature says it doesn't want you to have any more children because the risk of you having a deformed child increases after 35. So nature says, you know, after 35, we're going to have to decrease your estrogen because we don't want you to have a baby. And so at 35, your estrogen starts gradually declining. Unfortunately, your progesterone then starts falling off the curve. You see, estrogen and progesterone needs to maintain a certain ratio. We call it 20-to-1 ratio. And as the estrogen drops, the progesterone should drop. But after 35, the estrogen drops slowly. The progesterone drops off a curve. And so that's why you start having those emotional swings, those hot flashes and all of that stuff. And when we optimize your progesterone by increasing your progesterone to bring it back in balance with the estrogen, then all those symptoms go away and you start feeling good again. So now, after 35, your estrogen progesterone starts dropping. So what does that mean? Well, since nature says it doesn't want you to have any more children, the estrogen and progesterone starts dropping. Well, nature says, well, if we don't want you to have children, we need to make sure you no longer is attractive to men. So, you know, first thing that goes is you need estrogen to make collagen. So your collagen starts going down and you start wrinkling. You also need estrogen to maintain that good skin turgor, we call it, or that glow that your skin gives off, that makes your skin look so nice and healthy. Well, you start losing that, and your skin start losing that healthiness. Next, you lose that nice figure S curve that you used to have, and now it becomes a straight line, or it becomes concave out, you know, like when you have that big belly and everything becomes like central bigness, you know, that's what happens. And then nature says, you know, we don't want you to do anything down there. So you start, your lubrication decreases and you start getting dryness down there. And then if you persist as you get older, then you start that opening that used to be nice and soft and pliable, could accommodate anything. Now it gets tight and dried out. And then when you try to have sex, it hurts. So nature takes it all away from you because nature says you don't need to have it. So when people ask me, Dr. Williams, do I need to take estrogen progesterone? Because my doctor says I don't need it. I say to them this, hey, if you want to remain young and healthy and look good and attractive, then you need to. If you don't care about being young and healthy and looking attractive, and if you don't mind growing old, whether you call it gracefully or whatever you want to call it, if you don't mind doing that, then you don't need estrogen and progesterone. But also, there's some other things you need to consider. Because natural estrogen and progesterone protects you from breast cancer, protects you from heart disease, protects you from colon cancer, keeps your bones healthy. So now if you don't care about those things, if you don't care about getting breast cancer, if you don't care about getting heart disease, if you don't care about colon cancer and all of that stuff, then by all means don't optimize your estrogen and progesterone. Don't do it. If that's what you want, that's fine. But they protect you. That's why young ladies don't normally get cancer of the breast. They don't normally get heart disease when they're in their 20s. But when they're postmenopausal, the risk of heart disease drastically increases, as well as breast cancer and all the other problems that are associated with it. Okay? So those are all things that happen when your estrogen and progesterone starts going downhill. Now, I want you to remember something. Estrogen and progesterone work together. Estrogen causes bleeding. Progesterone stops it. Estrogen causes you to gain weight. Progesterone stops it. See, estrogen causes you to get, with your sleep, causes problems there. Progesterone helps you sleep better. So your estrogen and progesterone works together to maintain your body. In your body, too much estrogen is just as bad as too little estrogen. But it's not so bad if your estrogen is matched by a progesterone. So if you have a lot of estrogen and a lot of progesterone, if they're balanced, it's okay. If you have a little bit of estrogen and a little bit of progesterone, if they're balanced, it's okay. As long as they maintain the ratio, you are going to be okay. But of course, it's better if you have an optimal amount of estrogen and progesterone, because when you have an optimal amount of estrogen and progesterone, then you're most protected from breast cancer, from colon cancer, from heart disease, from blood clots, from all the other problems that occurs with them. All right? Once again, I want to remind you that you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. This is the Growing Younger show on KTSA 550 Radio. I want to remind you that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, it will be out by the end of April. And if you'd like to get an autographed copy of the book, just go to my website, www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. Now, I just want to touch on a couple of other hormones before we go on to growth hormone, about DHEA. I'm just going to talk to you about the benefits of DHEA, because I know a lot of people do get DHEA from the stores. DHEA improves your energy and enhances your mood. It enhances your libido. It improves sleep and decreases stress, improves your cognitive function, memory, mental focus, improves work productivity. A lot of those is because DHEA does get converted to testosterone. So I want you to remember that. So if your DHEA is improved, some of it is converted to testosterone. And so that's why you see some of the same benefits as testosterone when you from DHEA. It helps with improves recovery from exercise, helps decrease fat and increase your lean body mass. It helps decrease depression. And by the way, testosterone does decrease depression also. Decreases heart disease and decreases bone loss. Enhance your skin and hair texture, improves your collagen. So these are some of the things that DHEA does, improves wound healing. Now, one thing I do want to touch on is something called oxytocin. It's called that cuddle or bonding hormone. It's produced in the pituitary. Now, what this does, it gives you that good sensation you feel when you get hugged, that feeling of loving. It helps with bonding. And the benefits is just improves energy and enhances mood, increases libido, improves sleep and decreases stress. It also, some studies say it may help with autism and improves trust and reduces fear, promotes romantic attraction, affects the generosity by increasing empathy. So those are some of the things that it does for you. Now, I just want to touch lastly on growth hormone, because I know there's a lot of this tough stuff about growth hormone that a lot of people think is bad for you. You have to understand something. If when you were 12 years old, if your growth hormone was low, you probably would have been a couple inches shorter than you are today. Because growth hormone, when it's optimal, it helps the body fix things. You know, if your growth hormone is low and you have an injury, growth hormone says to the body, can we fix it in a month from now? When it's optimal, growth hormone says, hey, buddy, go ahead and fix that right now. You see, that's the reason why a lot of athletes want growth hormone, because growth hormone helps them heal quickly. You know, unlike stem cells, growth hormone tells the body fix it. Stem cells actually do the fixing themselves. And that's the difference between stem cells and growth hormone. All right? The benefits of growth hormone: faster wound healing and stronger bones, improved sexual performance, healthy maintenance of vital organs, lowers the risk of heart disease, reduces body fat and increases muscle mass, enhances mood and increases energy levels, sharpens vision and memory, enhances cognitive function. You know, in your body, 1 + 1 = 2. In your body, 1 + 1 = 6. So if you optimize 2 different hormones in your body, it's like optimizing 6 hormones. So that's the way the body works. It's an accumulative effect. And, you know, we run out of time now, so I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. This is the Growing Younger Show. The truth shall set you free on KTSA 550 San Antonio. You can always get some more information by calling the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the net at field29.com. Field29.com. Now I want to remind you, my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Field 29 Again and Again, it will be available by the end of this month. You can get a signed copy by going to growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. And we are going to be having several book signings at Barnes & Noble's in the month of May, that if you keep tuned, you'll be able to come to some of the book signings. And I'll also be on a couple radio shows coming up in May, also promoting the book. All right, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You have a great day, and I will talk to you all next week.